This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 16th of February. Chittagong Kings moved one step closer to the final of the Bangladesh Premier League by winning a low-scoring semi-final against Duronto Rajshahi. Sean Irvine comfortably top-scored Duronto Rajshahi's woeful total of 177 with 47 not out, with the rest of the batsmen tied down by the Kings' spin trio of Kevin Cooper, Enamel Haque Jr. and Mal Muddulla. Chittagong then got off to a good start in their run chase, courtesy of 30s from Jason Roy and Ravi Bapara, for a brief stutter, from which they recovered to win by 4 wickets. Queensland moved up to second in the Ryobi One Day Cup table by beating Victoria at the MCG. Chris Rogers and Michael Hill both hit 50s and had 125 for the second wicket for Victoria. Matthew Gale ended with 5 for 67 as they were pegged back to 242 for 8. Chris Hartley and Luke Pommersbach then put on 100 runs second wicket stand of their own for the Bulls, and were backed up by an unbeaten 52 from Nathan Reardon, which took them home in the 48th over. Plunkett Shield leaders Central District need a further 103 to beat Canterbury on the final day, closing day 3 and 156 for 3 in their second innings. Jeet Raval and Jamie Howe shared a 145 run opening stand, before 3 late wickets kept the Wizards in the hunt. Earlier, Canterbury had collapsed from 234 for 4 to be all out for 255 in their second innings. Dean Brownlee ended on 135 not out and added 135 with Shannon Stewart for the fifth wicket. However, Andrew Lamb took 3 of the last 6 wickets to fall to finish with 5 for 49. Tim Southee was the star on day 3 for Northern Districts as they closed on 3 for none in pursuit of 148. The New Zealand international more than doubled his overnight 41 to be out of 83, while Darryl Mitchell completed his maiden century to propel the Knights to 510 in their first innings. Southee then took 5 wickets in the Wellington second innings as they could manage only 234. Ish Soddy also chipped in with 4 for 105. Auckland could yet escape with a draw against title contenders Otago. They closed in their second innings on 202 for 4, with Craig Kachoba having hit 81. They still trail the Volts by 146 runs, however, after they'd finally declared their first innings on 569 for 8. Night watchman Nick Beard's innings eventually ended on 188, while skipper Derek de Boer ended not out on 60 or 56 balls. Barbados reached stumps on day 1 of their second round regional 4-day match on 267 for 4 against Guyana. Keon Joseph did remove opener Craig Brathwaite early on for 1, but captain Kirk Edwards anchored the innings, closing the day on 110. His fourth wicket stand with 164 with Jonathan Carter helped Barbados recover from potentially perilous 73 for 3. Trinidad and Tobago were all out for just 179 on the first day in St Vincent. Jason Mohammed was the only one of their batsmen to pass 50 as Keon Peters emerged as the pick of the Windward Islands attack with 3 for 28. The host then closed in reply on 23 without loss.